Children are invited to come on up for the children's message at this time. Come on up, guys. Good morning. How's everybody doing so far today? Good? All righty. This morning I brought with me a box. And this box comes from Amazon. So what do you think is in here? What could be in there? Almost anything, right? You can order nearly anything from Amazon. But you want to know what is actually in it? Nothing. You guessed nothing. I heard you say it, but you were ahead of me. So nothing is in this box. So how valuable is this box now? Nothing. They said nothing. Okay, the kids say nothing. I'm going to ask the adults. Adults, who thinks this is a pretty good box? You know what I'm saying, adults? Is there a category? This is a good box. When you get a box like this, what do? You're going to keep this and reuse it. So is this valuable? I say it is. So guys, you said this is worth nothing. They said this is a good box. You say it's a good box also. You're ahead of the game. Absolutely. Who here has a whole pile of good boxes, right? Too good to throw away. I see some hands out there. So see what I'm saying? This is a good box. This is what I'm thinking about this morning. Sometimes people might not think that we are all that valuable, right? Some people might say, you're just a kid, or we are only this or only that good at something. And sometimes people are very confused and don't have a lot of value for us. How much does God value you? A lot, right? So sometimes people can be mistaken. Somebody might say this box is not worth anything, and other people might say this is a good box. So God loves and values you. How do I know that God values you a lot? Because he gave what? His son, right? God gave his son. That's what we've been thinking about in Easter season, that Jesus died for you and rose again. And if Jesus was willing to do that, God says, you are very valuable to me, right? Does that make sense? Whatever anybody else says, God says, valuable to me, right? I hope we always remember that we can look at the cross and, of course, the empty tomb of Jesus and say, I matter to God. He gave up that for me, all right? Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots.